Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Block Podcast IPL review show number two. I'm wearing black today because I think it's the end of CSK season. Another shit show, I have to say, yesterday, especially in the field. They've lost another game and a few other teams on the brink. So we've got the Trinity at the top in the top four. And then we've got the other Trinity, very highly rated, Mumbai Indians and Sunrisers Hyderabad towards the bottom, along with CSK. So we're here to review both ends of the table, what's going right for those teams, what's going wrong for the teams at the bottom, and looking ahead to the games coming up as well. Sharbo here from Crickblog, owner of crickblog.net, and also one half of the Crickblog podcast, Australia fan, along with Nash, Mumbai Indians fan, and another half of the Crickblog podcast. Nash, what are you making of things so far? Because we talked about the Trinity last week. They've made a good start to the season, but that's only got better for them.
Absolutely. RCB, you know, three wins from four games, Punjab, three wins for four games, and Delhi, three wins from three games. So it's been really good. And for MI, CSK, like you said, CSK, I think for them, the season is done. It doesn't look like they'll be solving their issues anytime soon. For MI, I think we sat here last week and said I don't think Bumrah should come back. I'm not in favor of Bumrah playing the IPL. He's being rushed. We all know that, because you can't say one thing at the start of the year, you know, regarding his injury, that he might even miss the England tour. That's what they were saying, and now suddenly he's playing not even halfway through the IPL, which is, I think, the wrong decision. But Bumrah, when he gets onto the field, does Bumrah things, doesn't he? Like, even in that game when against RCB, all the batters were taking all the MI bowlers to the cleaners, absolutely all around the ground. And then you got Bumrah, who was bowling at an economy of seven. That is what Bumrah does. That is what he will do every single time. And that's where I think MI's problem lies as well, is they don't show up, the batters especially don't show up when it matters. The less we say about Rohit Sharma, the better, because we have spoken about him so much. I don't think he's suited to playing that level anymore. It is a shame. It is absolutely shame. And he hasn't had a good season in a long time. He hasn't had a good season in a long time. And again, the way he gets out, the way he sort of goes along, you know, around the field, and he doesn't even show up to the fielding. He sits out with the impact player rule. I don't think that's the best, because you need Rohit Sharma on the field. He's a five-time winning captain. If you don't have any inputs from him, you know, you feel like you're all on your own. To be honest, Hardik Pandya is a good captain. He could have built a legacy at Gujarat Titans himself, but he chose to come here. And then I don't think, like you keep saying, there's a lot going on behind the scenes amongst the teams and amongst different groups in Mumbai Indians that we don't know, and I don't think we'll ever know. But they need to sort out their batting order. Tilak Varma, number five, is too low for him. Will Jacks, I don't think he is suited at number three. I don't, you know, even for England, he bats lower than that. I don't. That's why I had him at like six or seven at the start of the season. That's his number. That's his number for England as well. And Surya Kumar Yadav hasn't showed up at all this season. The way he got out the other day to Yash Dayal, to the slow one, and that was a stupid shot. That he knew what the bowler was doing, and he
just didn't get going
that
whole innings, really.
He just didn't.
On Mumbai Indians, right? Yeah, like, they probably got to sort a few things out with their batting, but that batting lineup is still dynamite, because you got Tilak Varma, who struggled two games ago. He can come good in the next game, and Hardik Pandya can strike the ball for six and four, you know, from the very first ball. What's the excuse Mumbai Indians have at the moment? Like,
I'll give you an analogy. A few years ago, we saw Boeing aircrafts going down. And stay with me here. They said this is the state of the state of the art, most modern aircraft you can ever find in the market. And as you know, it's like three or four crashes in a short span of time. And you can build You can have the most beautiful engine, the most beautiful, the most powerful, engine in your aircraft, but if no one knows what it does, no one, no one can
No one
fly
can
it
operate
accordingly.
it.
No one can operate it accordingly. Then it's of no use. It is going to crash, and that's what's happening. You keep saying this is a mind-blowing, team, and it is. Individually, they are all master of the art, but when they come together, it doesn't seem to be gelling well. And the game against RCB, it got so close because of Hardik Pandya. He
It
came, I
did.
think he came when the score, when they needed like 120 or 49 balls or something like that. For
Yeah,
that's
the
when
game was
Surya got
gone.
out, and he got it so close that if he could have stayed till the end, it was Hardik Pandya's game. But again, you can't bank on one player. Like, they have relied on Bumrah for so long. He can only do so much.
The thing with MI is they're not winning the big moments. So you look at the teams in the top four at the moment, they're the ones that are holding their nerve and winning those by. You talk about the batting lineup and on paper, I've said that a lot. But you got one or two players hurting their chances. I thought it was Surya Kumar against RCB, 20 off 26. In a chase of 200 plus, that's going to hurt. I think it was Tilak Varma, the other game who was retired out. He struggled a little bit there. Look at Mitch Santner. He hasn't quite hit the heights this season. Whereas you look at, it's like Digbesh Rathi from LSG. Sai Kishore from Good Titans.
Speaking of another team in the bottom of the table, the Wooden Spoon, that the team that has got the Wooden Spoon at the moment, Hyderabad, Sunrisers Hyderabad. We have spoken about them being a firepower unit, and they do have those players with Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma and Ishan Kishan and Shami and Pat Cummins in their squad. Where do you think it has all gone downhill for them? Not to forget Klaassen as well. Who actually might be losing out his South African contract,
I did
I
see
read
that as
yesterday.
well. So Aniket Verma has played very well too. The 286 in the first game, I know they've scored big last season, but that 286 in the first game, I reckon, has just inflated the egos. And they're like, we can do that every game. And sort of the next few games, they're trying to go for everything. And then in the game against, who was it they lost their last game to? Was it
I think it was the Gujarat Titans.
Gujarat Titans? Sorry, yes. It was sort of like a slowish pitch at Hyderabad, and they tried to pace their innings a little bit more. But again, the problem with SRH, and the stats say this, is Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma, if they bat through the power play, they win 80% of their games. If both of them are dismissed by the end of the power play, that percentage drops down to about 15%. So when you got that much of a drop off and you're relying that much on your openers, it's crazy when you've got Ishan Kishan there, you've got Nitish Kumar Reddy, Klaassen, Aniket Verma, even Pat Cummins batting down the order. So there's enough batting there to cater for that, but they're just not delivering as a unit. And we spoke similar about Mumbai Indians. And they're just not penetrative enough with the ball. So a couple of early wickets against Gujarat Titans, but then, nothing much after that. So when teams are taking the attack to them, they haven't really got an answer at the moment. They're lacking in spin. Shami and Cummins and Harshal Patel have only shown glimpses. They've been disappointing for the most part. So this team that's so good on paper, arguably tournament favourites, have completely gone off the boil and have a net run rate of minus 1.629. That's another factor now. They not only have to win games, but they have to win them by a very good margin. But
That's right.
ultimately, if they're going to bounce back, they need Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma to find their form, because particularly Abhishek Sharma has not got going yet.
Yep, and the thing is, there's a common theme between teams that are lying at the bottom of the table where it comes to Mumbai Indians, CSK, SRS. They've all got that firepower in them. They've all got a squad that you could almost say that this could be a winner, but they haven't got the balance right. They haven't had the players. They have got the youngsters to do the job for them, but they haven't had the experienced players, like you mentioned Shami, for SRH. We mentioned Rohit Sharma for Mumbai Indians, and then obviously CSK players like Ravindra Jadeja, Ashwin Dhoni. They haven't quite stepped up.
No, they haven't. You're right. And They need to now because, you're 5 games in, you get a couple of wins on the board, and then all of a sudden your momentum can change and things can happen for you. SRH and Mumbai, I think those two teams that could do that. If both make the playoffs, it would be an absolute miracle. But one of them could, right? I think if I had to guess, it'd be Mumbai. But SRH at the moment have just got to get back to basics and get that intensity up in the field. And with the bat, they need one guy from the top three, top four to bat through long, just as they did in that first game when Ishan Kishan scored the big 100. They're losing too many wickets in the power play. I think they've lost 12 wickets, if my memory serves me right, in the first 6 overs of this season in 5 games. You're on the back foot. We know that power play wickets, you lose the majority of your T20 games if you're losing power play wickets. On to CSK. That's the one team. I don't know if you had anything else on that. Sunrisers, sorry.
No, not on Sunrisers, but about power play, losing wickets in the power play. And the thing I wanted to point out was last night's game between Punjab and Chennai. What happened with Punjab? They did lose three or four wickets in the power play, but the difference was the one opener
It was
stayed
incredible.
throughout.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely incredible. We'll come to that, but that's the difference between teams.
Agree.
One batter from the top order stayed throughout the game.
Exactly. And it's not happening with SRH, with Travis Head, Abhishek Sharma out, as we spoke about with those percentages. But yeah, unbelievable innings there from Priyansh Arya, which we'll talk about soon. The one team I will write off, though, I had them in my top four, is CSK. I thought with the three-prong spin attack at Chennai, they can choke teams. Even though Chennai has been a better surface for batting in the last couple of years, they can still be quite good in that regard. But they have been completely off the boil in all three facets of the game. I think they're conceding too many. The catching, I think they dropped 5 catches yesterday or thereabouts. And then the batting completely lacks any intent, anything like that. I mean, Vijay Shankar MS Dhoni partnership from 2 games ago, shocking. And then, it's basically delaying the inevitable. It's just like, and then yesterday, they were never really in the hunt chasing that score from Punjab as well. They've just had an absolute shocker of a season so far.
And players like you mentioned, the spinners, they've got Jadeja, they've got Ashwin, they've got Noor Ahmed. And it's they have been all over the place. They haven't been consistent. They haven't been turning up, for their team. And as opposed to Punjab, if you look at the players that they have, they are inconsistent as well. If you think about it, but they. It's like one player fails, the next one steps up, the next one steps up, and that's been the key for Punjab. For yesterday, if you look at the scorecard, you got the 100 at the top, and then you got five single digit scores, and then you got
Correct.
Shashank Singh and Marco Jansen who came up with the goods, and that's what enabled them to get to that score, and that's what gave them the confidence when they went out to bowl to CSK. Is that finish from Shashank Singh and Jansen, it was absolutely magnificent as well. So with
Yes.
CSK, I think that has been the drawback for them, is they haven't players haven't really stepped up and done their assigned roles. And
No.
to be honest, the roles haven't been assigned too well as well.
Yeah, that's
MS
an issue.
Dhoni, MS Dhoni, of course, we have spoken about it, is a problem. He did play some good shots yesterday. He did play a good ca little cameo yesterday.
I mean, if Dhoni's scoring 27 off 12 balls regularly, CSK benefit. But the problem is
Absolutely.
Dubey, hit a 40 odd yesterday, but he hasn't really got going this season. Devon
And Gaikwad as
Conway.
well, the
Devon
captain.
Conway struggled for momentum and pace. Gaikwad has not got going since the early games. He needs to be opening. I mean, this obsession with batting him at three has gone too far.
But that's the
Controversially,
thing. When you got Ravindra and Conway, who do you slot in
so here's
down
the
the
thing,
order?
right? I was about to say that controversially, I would play one of Ravindra and Conway because you need to bring in a hitter in the middle order, and I would bring in Jamie Overton and give him an extended run. Because he's a guy that can hit a ball, right? And they need that in the middle. They're lacking that. Gaikwad back to opener. Conway or Ravindra comes out. And then you can put Jamie Overton there. Then who do you put in at three? Maybe drop Vijay Shankar. Rahul Tripathi was brought in as opener. He struggled as opener. He's a number three typically. Put him at three and then Jamie Overton in the middle. I think they've got to make that change to give themselves a chance of doing anything in this tournament.
The thing is, if you look at the match yesterday, and you look at the two teams, place them in front of you next to each other, there's a stark difference there, because you look at the batting lineups and Punjab's batting lineup, the key is Marco Jansen comes in at number eight.
That's what I was going to
And
say, yeah.
that's the difference. Shashank Singh, a full time, let's say Marco Jansen is an all rounder, so let's keep him aside for now. Shashank Singh, full time batter, comes in at number seven. You got Maxwell before that. When you look at CSK, you got Shivam Dubey at number four, and then you pretty much that's pretty much it for them,
Agree.
you
And
know,
if
at the
Dubé, yeah,
moment.
they rely a lot on Dubé. You're right. They do. And the way they've built their team is they want to restrict teams to 160, 170 at Chepauk, win most of their home games, and then sneak a couple of wins away from home and get into the playoffs. But they haven't done it at home. So when they're not doing it at home, they're going to struggle away as well. But with Punjab, you're right. Five single-digit scores and they still get 219. It just goes to show they've got a lot of options in their batting order. And if they're going to have a really bad day, then eight guys have got to get low scores, right? When you've got eight players who can score well, seven, eight players, then you're more likely going to get a good total on the ball. So the way that, you know, there was criticism about Punjab spending that much on Shreyas Iyer, for example, but they retained just two uncapped players, and then they've gone and built a brand new team, and they're looking very, very good. They're looking very good,
Yeah,
Punjab.
absolutely.
Genuine title contenders. You know, they'll want more from Chahal in the spin department. I think their pace attack has been pretty good, but they'll want more in terms of the spin because that's going to be a factor perhaps later in the season. And Chahal hasn't been at his best so far. But I mean, when you get Priyanjariya batting at the top like that, just
Oh.
adds another element, another layer to Punjab Kings.
Yeah.
Because you look at the team at the start of the season with he and Singh opening. Perhaps Simran Singh, you thought, oh, is that a bit too inexperienced? But both of them have played some gems so far in this tournament.
Absolutely. And the only thing that they'll speak about in the dressing room after the game is, you know, the top two batters can keep playing the way they do, and the middle order has to stick out there for a bit longer. I mean, imagine the top two batters keep playing through the seventh over and get 80, 85 on board, and then you got Iyer and Maxwell and Stoinis coming out to bat. That deflates the opposition, just looking at that.
They'll be
And
tough to handle. Yeah, I tell you.
absolutely,
Yeah,
absolutely.
like
And
you
then
said.
you got Shashank Singh, Nehal Vadera, and Marco Jansen to finish off things in the last death overs. I mean, it is a lot to take
And
in
they've got
for
Ricky
the
Ponting as
opposition captain.
coach. You know, we talk about Ricky
Absolutely.
Ponting as coach. And, you know, Arya, fourth IPL game, CSK had 700 plus international caps in their attack. He took them apart. Yeah, this is great stuff from Punjab Kings. Yeah, so look, they're flying. They look very, very good. Whether they can remain consistent is going to be the question for them, but I think they've definitely got it in them to be. CSK, look, they're two wins outside the top four. We're not at the halfway stage yet, but I just think they're lacking the minerals. There's nothing about them at the moment that gives me any confidence that they can spark a turnaround. If they do, it'll be quite remarkable. But they're just lacking in numbers and lacking in depth. But yeah, I think one of Conway and Ravindra, and you're going to get Jamie Overton into the team as a pinch hitter and try get some impact in the middle.
Before we end today, I wanted to speak to you about three teams which are, enjoying relaxing in the middle of the table. It's LSG, KKR, and Rajasthan. I think classic middle table teams, especially Rajasthan and LSG. But what do you make of them so far? Yesterday's game for KKR, I think it was a really good game from both LSG and KKR. 450 plus runs it scored in the game, and
LSG been excellent.
yeah, LSG has been really excellent, but they can't quite get that consistency, both the teams,
No.
into their squad.
LSG is just, you know, we spoke, you know, before the start of the season, that batting lineup for LSG is great, but other teams have got great batting lineups too, but are not delivering. But Mitch Marsh tweeted last night, you know, if he can show that sort of form for Australia next year, happy days, batting beautifully. 450s in five games and poor run. Nicholas Puran is just out of this world. His striking and spin well over 200 since the last IPL. In this tournament, he's striking at over 200 against spin. You know, look at a lot of players, they don't have it easy against spin, but this guy's hitting spinners for fun. And Markram's found form. So when you got that batting lineup performing so well, look, for KKR, I was surprised that they chose to bowl first. I thought they would have batted, get a big score on the board, and take advantage of LSG's inexperienced attack. But then, to be fair, KKR were favourites halfway through their batting innings. And I think that's a sign of where the T20 cricket is, that you could be chasing 239, but your favourites halfway through. But I think where they got it wrong is they put Ramandeep Singh and Raghuvanshi above Rinku Singh and Andre Russell. That's where they lost, I think, because they just lost a bit of momentum. And all it takes in a game like this is two overs that are quite a little bit quiet, and then all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball a little bit
They
more.
needed the experience at that moment and not two
Your big
inexperienced
guns, your
guys.
big hitters, you got it down to what, two a ball or whatever it is. Get your big guns in straight away and look to really get ahead of the game. And then if they get a quick cameo and then they get out, you still got Raghuvanshi and you still got Ramandeep Singh after that. But they got it wrong there, KKR. And that's where they lost. They lost by four
Absolutely.
runs in the end. And if you have Rinku Singh or Andre Russell there a little bit earlier, they'll make up for that.
And Rajasthan have gone on a bit of a winning streak, winning the last two games. What
Jofra
do you.
Archer's come back strong.
He has. So, where do you think Rajasthan will go from here, and how do you think their season's shaping up?
They're looking all right all of a sudden with Archer in that form, because when you look at the makeup of their team, they don't have a lot of all-rounders in their squad. So they need Hasaranga, they need Archer to step up, and they've done so in recent games. Whether they can maintain it, I don't know, because they're the sort of team that can go on a win-loss pattern for the rest of the season. They do lack some of the balance that other teams have, but if Sampson gets going and Hetmyer and Parag and Jaiswal, look. You look at some of the teams that have performed, some of the surprises we've seen so far this season, both good and bad. Anything's possible. But I just think they lack some of the depth that other teams have got. What do you reckon?
Absolutely. I think they're trying their best. That's all I'll say. They are trying their
They
best.
are.
With Archer back in form, I think it'll do them a world of good.
Yep.
Samson back as captain, obviously, and Riyan Parag in the form, getting those 40s and 50s.
Look, if Jaiswal can go big, Jaiswal got a 50 last game. If he
It
can
has to
score
be
big,
Jaiswal. It has to be Jaiswal to set the tone for the team. When you got Jaiswal at the top, getting those 60s and 70s at the top in the first power play and then the first eight overs, that eases the pressure of the middle order, and the middle order can
absolutely.
just do their job and take the innings deep into the 20th over.
100% agree, and I think that's the sort of thing that DC, Gujarat Titans, and RCB are getting right. Those top three teams, outstanding. I think RCB tactically have been superb. RCB bought a team. They had a vision of what the balance of the team will look like, and that has come to fruition so far in this tournament. Got Bhuvneshwar Kumar
Absolutely.
and Hazelwood doing well at certain stage of the innings. I thought the way they dealt with the pressure of the Mumbai onslaught the other night was great. Rajat Pattatar as a batter and as a captain has been excellent. They've got a lot of quality, RCB, and they're looking very, very good. They've got those certain players doing the role very well. That's where other teams are lacking. Delhi Capitals, same thing. KL Rahul coming out speaking about his renewed mindset. That's a massive thing for Delhi Capitals when he's talking about intent, strike rate. Remember, over the years, he's spoken about strike rate is overrated, or I'll bat deep. He was obsessed with that. But now I think he's got the right mindset, and DC have got a very high performing team. And Gujarat, I remember in the previews, we were talking about Gujarat as a potential contender for the playoffs. Everything that's can go well for them has gone well. The top three's performing, Siraj doing well in the power play, Sai Kishore has been amazing. This is all while Shah Rukh Khan and Rahul Tawacha and Rashid Khan have not been factors. Rashid Khan is struggling. I thought if Rashid Khan struggles, Gujarat Titans might struggle, but the others are stepping up around him, and
They
they're looking
are
good.
like they have
They've
the
got a game against Rajasthan today at home. That'll be a very interesting game,
yes.
and they could go to 8 points. It'll be a great start.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're coming off a win against Sunrisers Hyderabad in the last game, and it's going to be really key for players like Siraj and Gill and Butler to step up and take Gujarat into the playoffs.
Absolutely. And if they continue on this trajectory, anything's possible. But yeah, let us know what you think, guys. Will this top four that's currently at the moment, yes, there's a long way to go. 9, 10, 11 games left for certain teams. Is this the top four that'll be there, or can, one of those bottom teams make a strong run in the second half of the season and make the playoffs? Let us know. Follow us at CrickBlogPod on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow us on YouTube, subscribe to us, the CrickBlog TV. And yeah, we'll see you guys very soon.
Thank you. See you too.